It is the season of, say it with me, Lent. And we've kind of repackaged Lent with the word relent, because the whole idea of Lent is surrendering our whole lives to God. John chapter 6, 44 and 45, that's our passage today. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. I'm going to read it again. Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. So years ago, I taught a class on how to share the gospel, and I took some people from the class out on a field trip. We visited this husband and wife in their home, and we talked to them about Jesus. They were interested, but they had no intention of trusting in Jesus that night. So I told them to consider what we said and let us know if they had any questions. When I got back in my car to go home, one of the people I was with, well, that person was very upset with me. He was adamant that I should have pressed the point harder, that I should have insisted that they pray with me, and I should have insisted right then and there they profess their trust in Christ. How could we leave without quote-unquote praying the prayer? Well, we had a good discussion after that. Today's passage is a reminder, you can't force someone to be a Christian. No one can come to Christ for real unless God is working in his or her heart. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him. Sure, believers are commanded to clearly explain what it means to trust in Jesus, that's for sure. And believers are commanded to demonstrate what following Jesus looks like in real life. But no one can be coerced or forced into salvation. And that's just not the way God works. Jesus is clear. No one can come to him unless the Father draws them. So keep sharing. Keep sharing boldly. Share the message clearly and consistently. And keep praying that God does his work. Father, thank you for this reminder that salvation is from you alone. May we never take credit when you use us. And may we never be disillusioned when a person does not respond to our words. Help us share your message clearly and consistently and leave the results to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.